Joining us right now is Rajya Sabha MP and Trinamool Congress leader, Mr. Derek O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. First of all, Mamata Banerjee mentioned this in her speech also. You think the judiciary, we'll talk about Pegasus first. Do you think the judiciary should take suo motu cognizance of the Pegasus matter, as was mentioned by Mamata Banerjee?
Well, obviously, that was a big statement she made today. And she said it with all humility. It was an appeal. And Mamata Banerjee doesn't say things and doesn't mean it. So she said what she said. Yes, and she did say that because this is something. This is serious breach. This is a serious breach at many levels. It's a serious breach at many, many levels. And that's why I think the first step in a direction of how big a breach this is that from tomorrow, in both houses of parliament, not only the All India Trinamool Congress, but there are many other political parties who will take this issue up very seriously, because there are only like one or two, three big issues which we really all want to focus on. And the hacking issue is one. Obviously, there's the farmer issue, and the other one being the price rise, the inflation. So but this is a big issue. And Trinamool have already moved notices, adjournment motion in Lok Sabha, and suspension notice in Rajya Sabha, and tomorrow is just the start. This is going to carry on for a while, so we want the Prime Minister, the Home Minister, they have to come and speak on the floor of Parliament.
Okay. Now, Mamata Banerjee in her speech also said that media, judiciary and the Election Commission, all three have been targeted and captured by Pegasus. But you know, the BJP has alleged that you have done exactly the same thing by tapping the phones of opposition leaders. In just a short moment, we'll play an interview with Mr. Dilip Ghosh, who has this allegation against you, that you're doing the same in Bengal.
I don't need to respond to what the BJP chief in Bengal needs to say. The BJP is desperately trying to remain relevant in Bengal. The people of Bengal have spoken. I didn't do any big talk before the election results. Mr. Upadhyay, we've spoken many times, but the people of Bengal have done the big talk. By the way, third week of April, while the results were, while the elections were on, Mamata Banerjee, in fact, did tell a television channel that exactly what is happening now. She said it was Israeli software, and she went into details that phones were being hacked. Now, listen, this is not about hacking only Abhishek Banerjee's phone or hacking the political strategist's phone. Because please understand, there are, how often does Mamata Banerjee speak to Abhishek Banerjee on the phone? They don't stay in the same place. So that means you've already had access to her conversations. There are other members of Trinamool Congress who had conversations with Abhishek Banerjee and Mr. Kishore. So this is a much bigger issue, much beyond just Mr. Abhishek Banerjee, who you hacked his phone, you outspent his party by 100 times, you dictated to the Election Commission, you set your own set of rules, you got the ED, the CBI to be your allies, and Mr. Upadhyay, after doing this, you still got hopelessly defeated in the election. But this is a much, much bigger issue. And in fact, it is such a big issue with international ramifications to trivialize it and say, you know, this is some anti-national issue, why to disrupt monsoon session of parliament? I mean, that's bizarre.
But you think that, Mr. Derek, it is in everyone's interest that there is an independent probe? I mean, look at it this way. If the government is saying that this is a notorious attempt to malign the government, then should there not be a probe?
Yeah, here's a simple question. Did the government of India use this software? Is that correct? Is that correct or is that incorrect? Let them first answer the simple question, because we've said this. The new IT minister, poor chap, he hasn't even got his bungalow allotted in Delhi. In 72 hours, he's been asked to make a statement. So the question we're asking is that correct? Did the government of India get hire Pegasus software? Now, is that correct? You can take if you remember, Bill Clinton Lewinsky affair, and I'm being serious, because that time when the grand jury was describing something and they told President Clinton, is that correct? You know what he replied? His reply was, it depends on what the meaning of is in is that correct. I mean, so come to Parliament and tell us, because you haven't. The Parliament, the irony of all this is that, again, the new minister, his own phone, this is something which is just the tip of the iceberg, you know, and that is why the issues in Parliament, be it the farmers, repeal the farm laws. No discussions now needed in Parliament on farmers. You have to repeal the farm laws. You have to talk about inflation. So we were very cooperative, in fact, yesterday, where they were using COVID and trying to have meetings outside. Now, Mr. Amit Shah and Mr. Modi, who have a track record, they have a reputation to live up to. Let's not ever forget that. They have a reputation of 2002 to live up to. So in 19 years, they've been more experienced. Either they think Pegasus is a video game which was hired just to, you know, to be entertained by what the Trinamool Congress's All India General Secretary was saying, or a political strategist was saying, or journalist was saying. And the one, I mean, in all this, also about that, my colleague, I mean, he's a colleague and I can't change that, but he is a colleague. He's a Rajya Sabha member of Parliament, the former Chief Justice of India. And that murky case, I mean, how shameless is that? How shameless is that with the lady in that sexual harassment case? Even that phone was, and there's no soft word for it. The snooping and all won't do. It's a hack.
Okay. Now, Mr. Derek, Mamata Banerjee, and she did it in fine style, where she put a plaster bandage on her phone and said, I can't talk to Mr. Chidambaram, I can't talk to Mr. Pawar, Mr. Kejriwal, maybe my phone is being tapped or hacked. Now, just taking this conversation forward and broad basing it a little, is Mamata Banerjee positioning herself in some sort of, as was an article in a News Daily today, a linchpin for the opposition unity?
Let me tell you very clearly. We have, the people of Bengal have annihilated the BJP. Now, Mamata Banerjee, you're using all these terms like linchpin, etc. Listen, she's called herself never a VIP, but a LIP, a lesser important person. We're very clear. The focus in 2024 is that BJP has to go. People who hack telephones, people who don't supply oxygen and say hunky-dory. You heard the speech of the minister yesterday in Parliament, 54 minutes. I mean, it was a teddy bear's picnic. COVID in India was a teddy bear's picnic because they've done everything well. They've done everything well. But Mamata Banerjee will play a role. She, Mamata Banerjee, is not, running for any chair. Mamata Banerjee believes in the ideology of the constitution, as we said, her idea of India as per the constitution. And in 2021, May the 2nd, BJP had their idea, which was their manifesto. So after that is over, we've established that. Now Mamata Banerjee is willing to play the role of a, I think she once used a beautiful term in her own simple way. I can't possibly translate that in English. She'll be a like a squirrel in the garden. So she'll just play a wonderful role of without seeking power. And I think that is what she also said today. She mentioned today in her speech, she didn't leave anybody's name out. She mentioned the Sonia Gandhi, she mentioned the Congress, she mentioned the NCP, she mentioned all political parties. Focus is that you have to remove the BJP. She didn't mention the names of two or three political parties who are now running state governments. But I think they also, their names were not mentioned, but I'm sure we were happy today to have the parliamentary party leader of the TRS with us. So I think everyone, all these parties, even the TRS and the Jagan Reddy's party, I think all of them have to look, because today it's somebody else. Tomorrow it will be you.
Okay, my last question, Derek O'Brien. What sort of national gadbandhan is the TMC actually looking at? And what role specifically does the TMC hope to play in this Gathbandhan. You know, how do you propose to start? Because many previous attempts at cobbling or stitching together an alliance in the opposition space, this index of opposition unity, have not really worked. Everyone has a mind of their own. So how do you get everyone together? What's the idea?
Well, firstly, every step the BJP is taking, they themselves are walking on a mangrove forest. So doesn't matter what terms we use. Now, let me give you a simple example of how do you intend to defeat the BJP. You have to be the man of the match or the player of the match in your own state. We showed it. We showed how this has been done in Bengal. In spite of all the mind games, the money, and there were only two campaigners in Bengal. There was not a third campaigner, Modi Shah. So how was this done? How did we win almost 75% of the seats? That's the Bengal way to do it. Similarly, you do the same thing in Tamil Nadu. So there has to be a way. There has to be a, it's not easy. There has to be a strategy in place. And as she said today, we cannot wait for, you know, like 2 years later, we have to start now. So I don't think we should be using these terms, and we are not getting into these terms, but it's very, very clear. Mamata Banerjee is coming to Delhi for 1 week, next week. And I can assure you, she's not coming to Delhi to try the pani puris at Gold Market. She's coming here for serious political business. And I'm sure at the end of that 1 week, as a beginning, there will be lots to write home about. Because the focus is very, very clear. Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah will stoop to any level to stay in power. They will even hack your phone. They will make a complete mockery of India's institutions, including parliament. Now, parliament tomorrow, if I may make my last point.
Yeah, sure.
If parliament is disrupted over the next 1 week or 10 days, please do not blame the Trinamool Congress, the Congress, the DMK. No. What are we asking for? We're asking for a discussion. And we're asking for some answers, some hard answers to these questions. You answer one question and have a full discussion with Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah. Otherwise, what happens? The price of petrol goes up and diesel go up. You drop your minister and you bring in the next minister. COVID, enough said on COVID. You drop the health minister and you find another, what is it called? Baldi ka bakra. So no, opposition wants parliament to R-U-N, run, Mr. Upadhyay. We want parliament, both houses to run. We'll run parliament tomorrow. But then you be in a mood to discuss, repeal the farm laws. And before that, tell us stuff about Pegasus. Okay, so we want parliament to run. It's the government who do not want answerable. But this is a government. Why are we surprised, Mr. Upadhyay? This is a government who passed the farm laws completely making a mockery of parliament. We had divisions. No vote was given. This is not parliament. We are trying to make parliament into parliament. But Mr. Modi and Shah's idea of parliament is the Gujarat Gymkhana. You and I will sit and make something and then everyone will follow. Nope. Nope. We didn't give any big talk before May 2nd. I can tell you one last thing. The body language in parliament, the body language in Central Hall, the body language in Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, the body language of the opposition in Delhi has changed.
Okay.
Why has it changed? Because this diminutive lady has fought a battle on unequal terms and thrashed the hell out of Modi and Shah. That's why it changed. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.